This is the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick. So Jim, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Hey, good morning. You know, a relatively muted trade last night. Corn market was down about a penny. Beans are down a few cents. Chicago wheat down a penny. Minneapolis wheat up. But overall, it's not just the grains that have relatively quiet night. The stock market, the S&P is trading a little bit lower. The Dow's up. The Nasdaq's down. Bonds are down a little bit. Dollar's up. Crude oil, for all the uncertainty going on in the Middle East right now, it's only up about 17 cents. You know, your heating oil price, your diesel in essence going down a little bit. And, you know, your RBOB's going up a little bit. So relatively muted overnight action midweek.
Right now, what do you think about the crude oil price and how much effect that is having on the marketplace?
Well, right now, I think, you know, the price of gas had gone up and come back down. And I think in the broader sense, there's two things to look at crude oil. On the domestic side, the price of gas, we do know the consumer is being pinched. We do know the student loan repayments have started. Interest rates are definitely up here. And, you know, there's a portion of the segment of our country is definitely struggling. So when the gas price goes down, it gives them a little more leeway to maybe spend money on food or go out to eat. So that's a little bit positive. The crude oil in general, though, I think you need to watch it. Crude oil tends to be the canary in the coal mine for the world's economies. If the crude oil is going up, it tends to pull all the commodities go up. If it pulls it, if it goes down, it tends to pull it down. I think you do got to be a little bit cautious about the crude oil. If this Middle East conflict would spin sideways and more people would get involved in it, per se, and the crude oil would have an explosive move higher, that would be a little bit friendly near term to the, I think, the commodities as a whole. But then I think it would be negative because the world economies are so fragile. Chinese economy is pretty much a wreck right now, as well as fear of weak U.S. economy. I think a spike in crude oil prices could be the nail in the coffin that pushes not just the U.S., but the rest of the world into recession, which would be bearish commodities.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Did you get all you can from this year's crop? Next harvest, get 7.2 more corn bushels per acre with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials' super powerful granule that does what commodity fertilizers can't. Supercharging your corn with uniform nutrient distribution, increased nutrient uptake, and season-long sulfur availability. 7.2 more bushels per acre definitely adds up. Supercharge your corn yield next spring with the Mighty Micro. Micro Essentials from Mosaic.
December corn down 1 1/4 at 486 3/4. November soybeans down 8 1/2 at 1286 3/4. On the Merck, December live cattle up 32 cents at 178.95. November feeder cattle up 95 cents at 236.37. December lean hogs down 25 cents at 66.15. And Class 3 milk down 8 cents at 17.59. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.